Since December, 500,000 refugees have returned home to Afghanistan. Among them are hundreds of highly qualified professionals trained in the West. They've returned to offer their services to the fledgling government. NPR's Guy Raz spoke with some returnees and has the story now.
Until a few days ago, Dr. Kasim Hashemzai was a senior editor at the BBC in London. But since last week, he's become a senior justice ministry advisor to the interim administration in Afghanistan. Dr. Hashemzai, who's an Oxford-educated English gentleman, sits in his office clutching a jar of orange marmalade he brought from London. Along with a shortwave radio, marmalade is one of the few creature comforts he has here.
The first day, it was very difficult for me. But gradually, you get used with it. And then you say to yourself, after all, you're brought up in this country. This is your own.
Dr. Hashemzai agreed to take his brain power back home to Kabul and help establish a new legal code. He's back in town after narrowly escaping an execution order 22 years ago.
When I left the country, it was prosperous, and there was buildings, you know, and the people were happy. Everybody, it was self-sufficient country. But when I came here, I saw that, you know, the people are starting, you know, life again.
It's a different place, he admits. Dusty streets, unbelievable poverty, total destruction. But despite it all, he says, his health has miraculously improved since coming back.
Yeah, I've lost some medicine, and my wife said, she's a British, you know, British-born lady. She said, I'll take this medicine, take diarrhea, but forgive me that. And the rest of them, I don't need any of them. I couldn't eat yogurt, I couldn't eat onion in England, you know, because of that problem in the stomach. I eat every day onion and the yogurt and everything doesn't affect me at all. I'm perfectly healthy.
Dr. Hashemzai and scores of other recently arrived Westerners are taking part in a program sponsored by the International Organization for Migration. The idea, says Director Daiva Vilkalite, is to exploit the experience of the Western-educated Afghans. So far, IOM has placed 170 qualified Western-trained Afghans in jobs here. There's a high demand for high-tech workers, doctors, and legal advisors.
We are a little bit like in a waiter's business. We capture the wishes of the employer. Once we know whom they need, we do produce lists of candidates where we don't show their names because we don't want people to be excluded due to their ethnicity or names or any particularities.
The IOM says there are almost 5,000 qualified Afghan expats waiting to come home to help out. Habib Ghani just arrived from Australia last week after a 20-year absence. He's an expert in Afghan law and, along with Dr. Hashemzai, will help rewrite the legal code here.
We have experience from Western society, Western countries. We would like to compromise between the developed country and the Afghanistan, which started from the very beginning. We wish to fill this gap and bring some new ideas in the legal system of Afghanistan.
And along with Habib Ghani and Dr. Hashemzai, dozens of other leading Afghan officials are recent returnees. The finance minister spent the past two decades in Washington. The deputy foreign minister recently returned from Stockton, California. But not everyone here is enthusiastic about the recent influx. Suraya Parlika, one of three women administrators in the interim government, stayed during the dark days of the Civil War and the subsequent Taliban dictatorship. She held secret classes for girls in her apartment, a violation punishable by death under the Taliban. Parlika and other intellectuals who stayed call the recent returnees Western Afghans. She says they've arrived with an air of superiority. Those Afghans who come from abroad shouldn't think they're better than us, Soraya says. The ones who suffered, the ones who stayed, those are the stronger ones. Dr. Hashemzai, who's now working in the Justice Ministry, acknowledges many of his colleagues are suspicious of his motives.
When you come from the West, educated and with experience, and the minister receives you well and gives you the opportunity to work and the rest of them, some other people become a bit of wary in a sense that we might take their job. You know, well, we were here to undermine them.
Dr. Zai admits he's had to reacquaint himself with the system of patronage so prevalent here. Coming from the West, he says, he's used to operating under a meritocracy. Daiva Vilkalite from the International Organization for Migration points out that with virtually no private sector, many Afghans are dependent on the state for employment.
Employment here is more social security policy. There are overstaffed. but not by quality people. They are overstaffed by people who are desperate and who have to earn money for their families, for mouths to feed.
A senior government employee here can earn about $50 a month. The recent returnees receive a modest subsidy from the International Organization for Migration. It takes their monthly wages up to about $200. Most of the returnees are used to earning far higher salaries in the West. But legal expert Habib Ghani says he can't put a price on helping to rebuild his country.
If I can do something to my country, to be service of the country for a while, it will be very interesting, because everybody who has any skill should contribute to the building of Afghanistan.
Guy Raz, NPR News, Kabul.